主，每一次我们说我们爱你，
Lord, every time when we say we love you,
好像只是嘴巴就这样说一说而已。
Many times it's just like lip service.
但愿是再从我们心里的深处说，主，我是爱你的人。
May we really say it from the bottom of our heart.
是生是死，我都是你的人。
No matter I live or I die, I belong to you.
今天早间，你开我们里面的眼睛。
We pray that you open our eyes this morning.
如果我们不把次序搞对，一切都是枉然。
If we don't set the priority right in our life, everything we do will be in vain.
我们在世上所做的工作都是枉然。
And all the things we do on earth will be in vain.
我们的儿女是枉然，家庭是枉然，事业一切都是枉然。
Our career, everything will be done in vain if you are not first.
如果我们不愿意把我们的主居于首位。
If we don't put you first in the priority.
今天早间你让我们看见唯有爱主是唯一的一条路。
Open our eyes so we can see that this is the only way we can have is to love you.
也求主天天扶持我们。
Oh Lord, support us and help us every day.
走在这条人生的窄路当中。
So that we may walk well on this life's narrow way.
我们一点都不觉得孤独。
And we'll never be alone.
有许多的弟兄姐妹就像云彩一样的围绕着我们。
For there are wonderful Christian brothers and sisters surround us like the cloud.
主啊，你继续的带领众弟兄姐妹往前。
Lord, continue to lead us on.
保守我们。
And keep us.
保守我们爱你。
Keep us in your love.
奉靠你宝贵的圣
名。In Jesus' name, Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for coming here to meet with the brothers.
I'm thankful for the opportunity to come to share with you here.
来到这里叫我的心中很喜乐。
I really rejoice when I visit here.
看到弟兄姊妹的面都叫我们的心中欢喜。
Seeing brothers and sisters' faces already make me happy.
我们今天要来看一个题目是说你们是世上的盐。
And this morning I'd like to share with you the topic, you are the salt of the earth.
弟兄姊妹我们得救蒙恩以后不是只是像平常一样的过着在地上过日子。
You know, after we're saved, we don't just live an ordinary life.
当我们没得救之后，我们好像活得没有目标。
Before we were saved, our life was without a clear direction.
其实在神那里是有目的的。
Even though for God, there is a destiny.
等到我们蒙恩得救以后，
After we are saved,
这个目标就在我们里面要清楚显明出来。
And the purpose of life becomes more and more clear.
所以主说你们是世上的盐。
That's why the Lord says, you are the salt of the world.
这就是我们活在地上的一个目的。
And that is one of the purposes why we live on earth.
我活在世人中间。
We live among worldly people.
主说我们是世人中间的盐。
The Lord says, you are the salt of this world.
好，我们先来读一点圣经。
Let's read some scriptures together.
先读罗马书14章7到8节。
Romans 14, chapter 7 and 8.
我们没有一个人为自己活，也没有一个人为自己死。我们若活着，是为主而活；若死了，是为主而死。所以我们或活或死，总是主的人。在这里说到我们自从得救以后，这个主的爱激励了我们。
Here it talks about after we're saved, the love of the Lord compels us.
我们就不再属于自己。
So we are no longer our own.
我们有一个主人。
We have a master from that point on.
从前也许你是自己的主人。
Yes, prior to that, maybe you are your own master.
但是自从你得救以后，你就不再是你自己的主人。
But after you are saved, you are no longer your own master.
因为有一个人把你买去了。
For somebody has bought you.
我们说你原来是你自己的主人，可能也未必是真的。
Even though you thought you were your own master before, but they might not be true.
其实我们是罪做我们的主人。
Actually, prior to that, sin was our master.
许多时候我们并不做不了主。
And a lot of time we have no control whatsoever.
但是主花了他命的代价，因为爱我们，买了我们。
But because the Lord loved us, He paid the price of His own life, and He redeemed us.
所以我们不再是罪的奴仆，我们成为主的奴仆。
So we're no longer slaves to sin, but slaves of the Lord.
所以我们成为一个爱的奴仆。
Now we become a slave of love.
这个爱就是主耶稣。
And this love is nothing else but the Lord Himself.
是他做我们的主人。
He now is our master.
或活是为着主的爱。So
if I live, I live because of His love.
或死也是因为主爱我为他而死。If
I die, I die because He loved me and I die for Him.
弟兄姊妹，若做你每一件事情都是以这个为中心。Therefore,
if this is the center of mind in everything you do,
我相信你活着一定跟从前完全不一样。I
believe you live very different from before.
你所有的生活观念看法都会不一样。The
way you live, your perception about things in life will be changed.
我们再不担忧我们在地上的很多的重担劳苦。We
no longer worry for heavy burdens in life.
我也不担忧我死了以后要到哪里去。Neither
do we wonder where will I be going after death.
所以弟兄姊妹活在地上是很喜乐而没有重担的。So
Christian can live a happily joyful life without much burden.
要持续不断地让主做你心中的主。If
you let the Lord be the Lord in your heart all the time.
让主的爱不断地充满你没有重担劳苦。And
let His love fill your heart so you don't feel the burden and sorrows.
或活或死都是主的人。Whether
you live or you die, you belong to Him.
这是一个何等蒙福的生活。What
a blessed way of living that is.
一直带我们进到荣耀。And
this way of living will bring us all the way into His glory one day.
好，我们读马太五章十三节。Let's
read Matthew 5:13.
你们是世上的盐，盐若失了味，怎能叫它再咸呢？ 以后无用，不过丢在外面，被人践踏了。 好，我们读路加14:34-35。And
Luke 14, verses 34 and 35.
盐本是好的，盐若失了味，可用什么叫它再咸呢？ 或用在田里，或堆在粪里，都合适，只好丢在外面，有耳可听的就应当听。 在这里主说有耳可听的就应当听。Here
the Lord says, He who has ears to hear, let him hear.
愿意今天早晨主开通我们的耳朵。I
pray the Lord open our ears this morning.
让我们成为有耳可听的人。So
we all are someone who has ears to hear the word of the Lord.
主说我们是世上的盐。The
Lord says, You are the salt of the world.
我们都对盐很熟悉。We
all know what salt is.
但是盐就是怕失掉了味道。But the worst
thing happened to salt is lose its saltiness.
所以若是盐若失了味道，那就再没有用处了。Once
it loses saltiness, it's useless.
对神对人都毫无用处。And
useless to God and useless to others.
他说摆在哪里都不合适。And
God says here, I don't even know where to put it.
田里也不能做肥料。It
is not fit for the soil.
放在粪里，粪就是拿来做我们看最没有用的，还可以做肥料，对不对？
Or for fertilizer.
但是粪里也不行。
But you can't even be used as fertilizer.
放哪里都不对。
So there's no place for this kind of salt.
就是到它没有价值到一种程度，只能丢在外面给它践踏。 It
is so useless to the point you can only throw it out in the field, let people trample.
所以今天早晨我们要来看一下为什么主耶稣让神的儿女成为比喻做世上的盐。And
this morning we want to take a look why the Lord said we are the salt of the earth.
为主耶稣基督而活着。To
live for Christ.
是神儿女今天最荣耀的一个生活。It's
the most glorious way for the children of God to live.
因为神是爱。Because
God is love.
神是光。And
He is light.
他绝对把最好的赏给我们。And
He always intends to give us what's best.
所以弟兄姊妹，神给每一个神的儿女都有一份恩典，也有一份恩赐。Therefore,
God has given us particular grace and gift.
神真的是愿意使用每一个神的儿女。And
God wants to use every child of His.
所以神并不是说你自己做盐就可以了。So
God didn't say that just be salt on your own.
盐总是有影响力的，对不对？
Because salt has impact on things around them.
所以为主耶稣基督而活，就不是说只是坐在那里读经祷告。Therefore,
in order to live for Christ, I'm not saying you just sit there and read Bibles every day.
主耶稣是有影响力出去的。You
should have impact on people around you.
是影响你周围的环境的。Impact
your environment.
所以为主而活，今天你会活得荣耀，将来得主的奖赏。And
to live for Christ, today you have glory, and that day you have reward.
我们来讲一个故事给弟兄姊妹听。I want
to tell you a story.
我们都知道在运动比赛里面呢很有名的一项比赛叫做马拉松的赛跑。
And we all know the competition for marathon.
在马拉松赛跑的这一个后面呢有一个很宝贵的一个故事。
And there was a background behind this.
在主前500多年以前。
And 500 BC.
那时候波斯帝国非常强盛。
And at the time, the empire was very strong.
所以有一天波斯帝国他的君王他下定决心要来攻打希腊。
So Persian emperor one day decided to attack Greek.
所以他要派十万大军来攻打这个雅典。
So he sent hundreds and thousands of armies to attack them.
那雅典的外面的近郊呢就是一个马拉松平原。
And outside the capital of the country was this plain for a marathon.
那时候雅典并没有很多的军队。
At the time, Egypt didn't have a lot of army to defend themselves.
所以当他们听见波斯有十万大军要来从马拉松平原登陆要攻打他们的时候。
So they, when they heard about the news that there are hundreds of thousands of Persian soldiers come to attack them,
他们非常的着急和害怕。
They were really nervous and they were so afraid.
所以他们想到他们附近有一个邻邦的国家叫做斯巴达。
And they neighbor with this country next to them.
所以他想我们要去请求他们来帮我。
They decided to ask for help from their neighboring country.
但是这么远的路程怎么样去送这个信呢？这个又是那么着急的事。
And yet, even though they're a neighboring country, there's still a distance to reach their capital. How can we make the news in time?
所以他们大家后来想了以后呢，人人都觉得有一个人是最合适的。
After giving serious thought, they thought, huh, we have a perfect candidate for this job.
这个人的名字叫 Philip.
And his name's Philip.
他是一个长跑的健将。
He was a good runner.
所以他们想我们派他去送信到斯巴达去。
They said, we should send him as a messenger to ask for help from a neighboring country.
这一个 Philip 真是爱国如同爱家。
And he was a patriot as well.
他立刻就接受这个命令欣然的要去。
So immediately he accepted the mission and was on his way.
他日夜的奔跑跑了两天两夜到了斯巴达。
He ran 2 days and 2 nights. Finally he arrived in the neighboring country.
不断的恳求斯巴达的君王能够出兵帮助他们。
He asked the ruler of the neighboring country to help them.
但是他恳求了很久他们还是拒绝了他。
But no matter how he begged for help, they decided to decline.
所以当他们当他非常失望的时候他想不行啊我不能待在失望里我要快快的回去报告这个消息。
And even though he was so disappointed, he still had to run back to report the bad news.
所以他又尽心竭力的真是在那个灰心丧志的里面但是他还尽心竭力的不断的奔跑呢回到雅典城。
Even though he was in such a despair, he ran with all he could back to his own country.
当他回到雅典的时候告诉他们说我们的朋友不愿意帮助我。
So when he told his own king that our neighboring country does not want to help us.
所以雅典城内所有的希腊人都团结起来。
So all the Greeks united together.
要做一个生死之战。
Because this is a battle regarding life or death.
因为他们有很好的计划。
Because they had a good plan.
因为他们实在的兵力很弱所以他们有很好的计划。
To defend themselves because they don't have much army available.
所以当波斯帝国从那边登陆打仗来的时候呢，因为他们的计划又团结，所以最后他们是打胜了。
And therefore they won the battle at the end.
那当在马拉松平原这场征战得胜的时候
，Once they all won the victory on the plain of Marathon,
他们的将军就要想叫人回去雅典城报告这个好消息。
And the soldier in charge want to send someone back to the capital to inform the king the good news.
想来想去还是这一个人叫做 Philip 的请他回去报这个喜讯。
Again, Philip was chosen to be the messenger of the good news.
虽然他真是也是在征战的里面全身都是血也有受伤非常的疲倦。
Even though he was quite exhausted from the battleship and he was wounded as well.
但是想到这一个荣耀的使命
But,
他真是临危受命还是欣然的接受。
But when he thought about this great commission, he accepted gladly and decided to run back.
所以他尽他所能的奔跑回到雅典。
Again, with all he could, he ran back to the capital.
当他进到雅典的中央广场的时候
When he ran into the central square,
他是真是精疲力尽
He was indeed exhausted.
他举起双手来
He lifted up his both hands.
他说你们众人欢呼吧
He said, shout for joy now.
我们得胜了
For we have won.
讲完这话他就倒在地上
After he said that, he fell to the ground and died.
这是成为他们国家的民族英雄。
And he became the hero of the country.
叫整个的国家得胜，但是他们也真的要把一切的荣耀都是归给这一位为他们国家效命的这位 Philip.
They gave a lot of credit to Philip for the victory of the battle.
所以当 Olympic 第一次在雅典举行的时候
So when Olympic game was held the first time in their capital,
就有这个马拉松的赛跑。
And there was this marathon, one competition called marathon.
就是跑它这么样的长程，差不多是42,000多米。
And the rule is to run as far as he did, about 42 meters.
要纪念
42,000 meters.
要纪念这一位民族英雄。
In remembering of what he did.
弟兄姊妹
dear brothers and sisters.
他为着他的国家，他爱他的国家。
Because of his love for the country.
他为他的国家献上他的生命。
He gave his own life.
弟兄姊妹在地上尚且一个国家的所有的人都这样的尊敬他而且纪念他
You know, all the countrymen loved and respect what he has done
弟兄姊妹我们若是为这位万王之王活着
Not to mention if we live for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords
你为他所摆上的每一点
Imagine whatever you do it for the Lord's sake
你叫主的心是何等的喜乐
What a great pleasure we're bringing to the heart of the Lord
他一定要加你的力量
He will indeed strengthen you
天天扶持你
To support you
用他的爱充满你
And fill you with his love
要你为他奔跑这条荣耀的道路
So that you have the strength to run this way for him
将来他要大大的赏赐
And one day he will greatly reward you
所以弟兄姊妹我们都要起来更多的为主活着
Therefore brothers and sisters let us live for Christ
时间不多
Because time is running out
机会不多
And opportunities will pass us by
但今天主还给我们很多的机会
But today is still the chance
为什么主要说我们是世上的盐呢
Why does the Lord say you are the salt of the earth
在科学里面呢有一些的调查报告说呢人的那一个这个闻这个味道的可以闻出14,000多种味道。
You know, according to statistics, we can have sense of smell for over 14,000 items.
但是人尝味道呢只有4种味道。
The sense of taste, we only have 4 sense of taste.
就是甜的或者是咸的。
Sweet, salty,
或者是酸的。
Sour,
或者是苦的。
Or bitter.
我们只有4种味道。
We only have 4 kinds of taste buds.
辣不是味道。
Spicy is not a taste.
辣是一种刺激感。
It's a stimulation to your sense.
所以真正的味道只有4种。
Therefore, there's only 4 kinds of taste.
那为什么神都不说我们是世上的糖，说我们是世上的盐呢
？How come God doesn't say that you are the sugar of the world?
不是我们喜欢糖比较多吗
？Do we like sugar better?
这确实有一定的原因的。
Of course, there's a reason to it.
那我们知道在地上呢盐是很多的。
There is so much salt in this world.
不像我们在地里面呢比如说呢钻石啦宝石啦都是非常稀有很珍贵。
Not like precious stones, they're very scarce.
但盐呢却是非常平常也非常廉价。
But salt is everywhere and is very cheap.
在大海中30%盐。
30%。
3%
of the ocean is salt.
那在那种沿海死海里面呢可以高达15%。
Well, in Dead Sea, it's as high as 15%.
但是盐呢真的是人人需要人人喜爱。
But everybody needs salt and loves salt.
没有盐我们简直不能活下去 对不对
We can't live without salt, isn't it?
所以圣经说味淡而无盐怎么吃呢
That's why
Bible
says, Job has said this, how can you eat a bland food?
是啊我们前弟兄知道这个辛苦了。
And our brother Joseph surely knows how that feels.
哎呀没有吃盐真是很难吃啊很难过。
It's very hard to swallow when the food is not salty.
盐呢是这么平常确实那么廉价。
Salt is very common and very cheap.
但没有一个人不需要盐。
But everybody needs it.
盐的学名叫做氯化钠。
And it has another name for chemist is called
氯化钠。
Na
就是 sodium chloride。
Chloride
对。当这个钠跟氯分开来的时候
When you split them,
这两种元素都是非常危险可怕的
And they are very dangerous on their own
而且有爆炸力的
And they are explosive in nature
一点都不友善
They are not friendly whatsoever
但是这两个东西摆在一起以后呢
But when you put these two together, elements together
变成一个非常友善人人爱的东西
They became very friendly and something that we all enjoy
它再没有什么爆炸力
No more explosive in nature.
也不会有毒
Neither is poisonous.
是非常稳定的一个东西
Become something very stable.
不容易改变
And hard to change.
这就好像啊我们这些人没有蒙恩得救的时候、啊、
It's just like you and me before we were saved.
不是钠就是氯
We're either Na or Cl.
不是有毒就是有爆炸
We're either explosive in our nature or we're kind of poisonous to others.
啊叫人很难相处
It's very hard to deal with.
无论到哪里去总有一些毛病产生
No matter where we go, we cause problems.
因为我们是罪人啊
Because we're sinful in nature.
啊可奇妙的就是当神的爱一来
But a marvelous thing is when the love of God comes.
氯化钠一结合
And we unite these two elements united together.
叫做盐就人人喜爱
We become a thing called salt, something loved by everybody.
弟兄姊妹，这就是我们蒙恩人的故事。
That actually is the story of us.
只要主耶稣的爱一来
,when the love of Jesus comes,
我们就能彼此相爱。
Then we are able to love one another.
我们就改变了。
We are changed.
我们就能够与人和平相处了。
We can harmoniously deal with other people.
所以神说我们是世上的盐。
That's why the Lord said, you are the salt of the world.
耶稣基督是真正的盐。
Jesus, he himself is that true salt.
他进到我们里面来了。
When he enters into our heart by faith,
就使我们成为盐。
He makes us salt as well.
盐是不能太多也不能太少
And you have to watch out the portion of salt、
我们知道这个人身体吃多了盐这个血压就高上去心脏病的人不能吃盐、
Too much salt will elevate our blood pressure
盐太少也不行血压很低这个人要昏过去要死了
And too little salt also make a person faint
所以盐必须要用的非常合适
Therefore salt has in this perfect proportion
无论什么地方什么时间盐要用的很合适
No matter where salt has to be done properly
所以弟兄姊妹我们今天是世上的盐、啊、
So brother and sister when we say we are the salt of the world
无论你在什么环境里面
That means doesn't matter where we are
什么时候里面
And when we are,
你盐是不能用的太多，叫人咸的受不了。
Don't put too much salt that people can take it.
也不能不用盐，叫人没味道。
Or we cannot do without salt.
这个世界常常叫人觉得乏味，没有味道。
And many times you feel the world is boring.
就是需要我们这些盐。
That because it needs us.
但是怎么知道在这个环境中要怎么样盐用的合适呢？
That how do we know how much to apply?
就是主知道
Only the Lord knows how much to put in
所以弟兄姊妹我们要好好的亲近主渴慕主
Therefore we need to spend time with the Lord
当你更多的亲近主祷告渴慕他主就会告诉你你跟随圣灵顺服圣灵他就知道你用到什么时候合适
When you spend more time with the Lord and you have a desire to come close to him gradually he will teach you as far as how much you should apply
有的时候我们讲主讲的太多人家受不了
Sometimes we took forever to talk to people about the Lord to the point people couldn't take us anymore
有的时候我们一句都不说人家就不知道你是基督徒
But sometimes we're so silent people didn't even know that we are Christian
有一家人家他们全家的儿女都信主了
There was this family all the children in the family were Christians
就是这个妈妈呢这个老太太不信主
Only the mother was not a believer
这个母亲呢住在农村乡下里面
She lives in a small village in the suburban area
他们的儿女都住在城里
And all her children reside in the city
每次到了回家的时候儿女回来的时候呢他们就要跟他母亲传福音
Every time when they return home they would like talk to her about the gospel
那这个妈妈说信耶稣什么都好
So their mother said it is good to believe in Jesus
就是不记祖宗
The only problem is you guys don't remember your ancestors
等到我死了我怎么办呢
So what I'm going to do after I die
这我不要信
So I don't want to believe in your Lord.
所以呢，他们就每次回来跟他妈妈讲的时候，这个老人家就烦得不得了，因为他也听不懂什么一大堆真理，他也搞不清楚。
And every time they tried to explain to her, she got really upset because she didn't understand what they're talking about.
他们就像轰炸式一样，他这个老人家受不了，说你不要再讲了，我是不要信你们的，我就是说你们不拜祖宗，我就怎么都不会信。
And they kept on telling her to the point she said, just stop saying that. I will not bother to believe in your Lord because you don't remember your ancestors.
哎，后来呢，这个家里人这没有办法了。就有一天呢，这个儿子呢就在主面前好好祷告，该怎么办呢
？To the point, one of the sons decided to pray to the Lord. So, what should we do to make her believe in you?
所以弟兄姊妹，你为你家人的灵魂要真的有负担呢。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, you too you have to have true burden for your loved ones.
你传福音给他，也许他真的是不愿意接受。
Maybe you try to talk to them and they refuse.
但是你要好好祷告
But you should pray hard.
不要只是凭着你自己的热心对他讲一番主的道理
Don't do it according to your own flesh and
盐太多太少都不行了
You cannot have too much salt or no salt at all.
叫人受不了啊
And either way is going to bore people out.
所以要问问主看这个盐该放多少
So we need to check with the Lord how much salt should I apply.
啊，当他祷告的时候呢
So when he prayed,、
主就跟他说了
the Lord said to him,
要怎么怎么做合适
you should do it this way and that way.
好
So he said, all right.
Okay, 他们就回家了
So they returned home again.、
都不跟他讲到耶稣的事
They decided not to say anything about Jesus.
下午呢他妈妈睡午觉
In the afternoon when she was taking a nap,、
然后呢差不多四五点钟的时候
About 4 or 5 p.m.、
他们都做好了饭菜晚饭
They cooked dinner.、
然后他们就叫他妈妈起来吃饭
And they woke her up to eat.
她妈妈在睡觉，就是叫她，她不会醒。
When she slept, she wouldn't wake up easily.
等了半个钟头。
About half an hour later.
然后他们就把饭菜都收起来了。
They put all the food away.
然后呢，她妈妈呢，过了一下子睡觉醒过来。
And after a while, she finally woke up.
她说肚子饿了，要吃饭了。
She said, I'm hungry. Time to eat.
她说妈妈，我们都吃过了。
They said, Mom, we all have eaten.
她说，哎，那我怎么都没有吃啊
？She said, Well, you didn't wait for me. I had nothing yet.
他说我们叫你在睡觉起没有起来吃啊
They said, well, we tried to wake you up, but you were sleeping, you didn't want to get up.
所以他就儿子跟他讲一句话
So the son said to her,
你睡觉的时候都不会吃
you don't know to eat when you are sleeping.
那你死了怎么会吃呢
What makes you think you will eat after you die?
就这样一句话
Just a reminder like that.
他就开窍了
She suddenly realized,
哦、oh, 对了我睡都不吃东西那么死了怎么吃东西、啊、
Yeah, you know, when I fell asleep, I didn't want to eat. Not to mention if I die,、
啊、
I don't want to eat.
啊信耶稣对信耶稣对。
Alright, then it's alright to believe in Jesus because you don't need to worship me after that.
就这么简单。
It was as easy as that.
弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
无论在什么环境中。
No matter in what condition.
要问主说这个盐该怎么放法。
We had to ask the Lord for instruction.
这个盐呢也有一个很奇妙的特性
And salt has this interesting function
无论是热水温水冷水它都融得很快
It is dilutable in any temperature of water
那就是说任何环境它都能适应
That means it adapts to any situation
所以弟兄姊妹无论主今天把你摆在什么环境里、
so、
你都能适应的
Make sure you understand you can adapt easily wherever God put you in.
不要抱怨啊。
Do not complain.
要相信说主把你摆在环境你一定能适应的。
But believe that the Lord will help you to adapt to your situation.
你有的时候传福音给别人啊有的人像热水一样的哦很欢喜很欢喜哦很兴奋。
Sometimes you share gospel with people, they're just like hot water, they're so ready.
那你真的很高兴传给福音给这种人你真的太高兴了。
Yeah, so you have so much joy sharing gospel with people like that.
有的人呢像温水一样。
Some people are like lukewarm water.
你讲什么他说哦是是是。
They will not reject what you said.
但是呢他一点都不注意也不关心他灵魂的事。
But they don't really care too much about things regarding their soul either.
所以讲了半天他好像没什么反应。
So you may say a lot, but he doesn't have much reaction.
就敷衍敷衍你就是了。
Like he just try to listen and that's it.
弟兄姊妹不必灰心呐、啊，还要继续为他祷告，为他传福音给他呀。
But、do not lose heart. Continue to pray a person like that.
还有一种人像冷水一样。
And another type is just like cold water.
又冷又硬又反对。
They object to everything you said about Jesus. Therefore, brothers and sisters, our testimony, living testimony is so important. Salt is supposed to have flavor. Before I believed in the Lord, I was just like cold water. I was cold, I was hard, and I will argue in every case when people try to share.
那在我还没有信主之前呢，我就有一个高中的同学呢，他们家是信耶稣的。
And I had this high school friend, she was a Christian.
那时候大概我想这现算回去大概差不多快要差不多40年前了。
At least four decades ago we're staying here.
那他们那时候我们在台湾住的时候，我们家里都是很普通的那种公务员人家啊。
And my parents are civil service employees.
所以呢家里都是就是过的就是说勉强过生活就是了。
So our living wasn't luxurious.
那他们家呢他父亲做很好的生意所以家里是很有钱。
And her father was a successful businessman, so they were very rich.
而且这个他的妈妈呢家里也是好像是怎么做官人家的女儿所以他们家是很不错的。
And her mother came from a nice upbringing, so her surrounding was very nice.
所以他们有有很好很大的房子家里也有汽车有车夫。
They have this nice and big house and they have cars and they have chauffeur.
常常呢就请我们这些同学到她家去玩。
And many times she would invite us to go to her house.
她妈妈是一个非常敬虔的神的儿女。
And her mom was a very godly woman.
这个妈妈呢就给我很深的印象。
And I was very impressed.
在我们的意念里面她就算这种算是贵夫人了。
She was an honorable lady in our mind.
但是呢真是很有爱心。
But she was filled with love.
我可以看到他的很多的对他的员工家里的工人啊车夫啊非常非常的 nice.
I noticed her attitude toward her employees and home. She was extremely nice.
要传福音给我们。
And she also shared the love of God with us.
招待我们又吃又喝又玩。
And she treated us well in her house.
就在他的身上啊我就觉得他跟别的人不一样。
So I noticed there's a difference on this honorable lady.
他不只是说是一个好人而已。
She wasn't just a nice lady.
你就会觉得他身上有一个爱有一个喜乐一个平安。
But you said there's a love,peace and joy on her.
弟兄姊妹这就是盐的味道。
And that is the flavor of salt.
这就是主耶稣的味道。
And that's the flavor of the Lord.
这是一种影响力。
And there's impact.
虽然我那时候是非常刚硬的。
Even though my heart was very hard at that time.
但是我看见她我会心里有数这个人不一样。
But I could tell she was different.
所以弟兄姊妹我们的生活就像这个盐一样是不断的在影响别人。
Therefore, our life is supposed to be like salt that has impact on others.
无论你到哪里去就有一个主耶稣的味道在你身上。
Wherever you go, people sense Jesus on you.
人看你的为人处事人就会知道说这个就是主耶稣的味道。
They look at how you behave or deal with things. They can know that you are someone who knows the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹今天主也是给我们很多的机会让我们能够发出这个咸味来。
Therefore, Jesus has given us many opportunities to spread the saltiness.
那盐呢是有几种的功用。
And there are many functions of salt.
第一种我想我们都很清楚的就是有调味的功用。
First, it brings flavor.
在我们的生活里面呢很多地方呢特别我们的食物里面用到盐呢就会叫我们整个的就我们心里很喜乐对不对
And in many ways when we cook, we use salt, we'll be so happy to eat.
对当你吃的这个东西没有味道你加一点盐它的味道就出来说叫你吃的真是很享受。
Salt brings out easily the taste of food.
所以弟兄姊妹当我们在许多的环境里面
So in many our environments
神的儿女身上有一种特别的味道
The children of God has a special flavor
就会在很多艰难的那困苦环境里面
And even in the most difficult condition
我们会有一种改变环境的能力
We will have this impact or ability to change our surroundings
所有的人都觉得这个环境不好觉得艰难觉得不公平
Maybe many people in the same surrounding feel very bad about the situation.
但神那里却看出说，哦，主在这里有特别的带领，主有恩典，主在这里叫我学功课。
But the children of God will recognize that the Lord has His grace and purpose in this situation, and there's something I need to learn.
主给我这样的环境是对我有极大的祝福。
And He allows me to be in this situation because He wants to bless me.
啊，我可以祷告，我就发现主听我祷告改变了环境。
So I can start to pray, and the Lord will listen to my prayer and change the situation.
我们跟别人的反应是不一样的。
Therefore, we should have a different reaction from the rest of the people.
有一个弟兄在公司里面。
There was this brother working in a company.
那他们就觉得上面的 manager, 实在是很为难他们。
They didn't like their manager.
因为他们都是做做 computer 那个 programmer 的。
They all, were computer programmers.
那他就觉得这个上面这个 manager 呢是又不懂又喜欢管。
Yeah, the supervisor did not know much about their job, but liked to supervise a lot.
因此他们有几个一起做这个 program 的呢，他们就觉得呢，他们想办法把这个 manager 赶走。
So several programmers tried to work together and kick the manager out.
那所以呢，他们就有几个人呢，他们就说商量起来，我们呢，做什么事对付他。
So they came up with this plan to deal with their manager.
或者还有想到我们去上面一个老板那里告他。
Or they want to skip him to make complaint against him.
那这个弟兄呢在那里呢首先他说好啊我们这样一起做。
At first this Christian brother says, you know, good, I'll join you guys.
但是后来回去祷告呢就觉得不行。
But after he prayed about it, he felt very uneasy.
主不喜欢。
Because the Lord doesn't like that.
哎这个左祷告右祷告都不行啊。
And no matter how much longer he prayed, he felt the same way.
哎主在你里面啊主是你的主人他说不行就不行啊。
The Lord abides inside of us. When he said no, then don't do it.
啊所以呢他最后呢是很为难跟他的同事讲说我不能做啊。
So finally, he had to tell his co-workers, sorry, I'm out of the plan.
他说我是基督徒我的主不许我做。
I'm a Christian and my master disallowed it.
那所以呢后来呢他们就一起呢做了要赶走这个 manager.
So the rest of co-workers still carry out their plan.
感谢主这个弟兄就没有加入他们。
And we're thankful that our Christian brother did not join the plan.
他也就跟他们说我们不要这样做我们、哦、我来为他祷告求主让改变他。
He even tried to persuade them not to do that and they should pray for him.
这些同事都觉得他很可笑。
And all the co-workers felt he was really funny.
但是他真的是好好为他们祷告。
But he did pray for his manager.
所以后来这个 manager 确实有些的改变。
So the manager was changed a little bit.
所以他心里呢就是很感谢主。
So he was able to give thanks to God for what
happened. 他能够在这里能够影响他的同事。
That he was able to affect his working environment.
也在这里做了一个荣耀的见证。
And he bear a good witness there.
让他所有的同事都发现说做神的儿女基督徒跟我们是不一样的。
Because his co-workers now realize Christians are different.
而且祷告真的是有能力主会改变一切。
Because his prayer things start to change.
所以弟兄姊妹这个盐是摆在任何环境里面都是有它的用处的。
Therefore, there is a salt has its function wherever it is placed.
所以今天主把你摆在任何环境里都是有它的目的在。
So whatever condition you're in right now, God has a purpose.
并不是要在你这里大喊大叫说我是基督徒。
He doesn't want you to jump onto the table and shout out that I am a Christian.
盐没有什么声音的啊，对不对
？Salt is silent, isn't it?
是不是啊？
盐
盐不喊的吧
？You don't hear salt cry.
它就摆进去，你就觉得它那个影响变咸了。
But wherever it is, you sense its influence.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们只要来更多的亲近主，跟随他，那个影响力就会出去的。
So what we need to do is come close to the Lord, and then we will have impact on others.
第二呢，我们说盐是有医治的能力。
The second function of salt is to heal.
有一个弟兄他小的时候身体不好，又瘦又小。
And we have this brother who was very petite since he was born.
他常常摔跤啊，这个小男孩子就摔跤很多。
And he fell a lot when he played.
每次摔跤呢，膝盖上呢就要流血，然后呢就开始化脓，就开始发炎。
Every time he would injure himself badly when he fell.
那但是呢，因为他家住在海边。
And because he lived by the sea.
他很喜欢游泳。
He loves to swim in the ocean.
所以小孩子呢，这个虽然摔跤这个膝盖很痛，他还跑去游泳。
Even though many times he fell and scratched himself had infection, he still wanted to swim in the ocean.
弟兄姊妹，我想你就知道那个味道是什么味道。
And you know how that felt to swim in the salty ocean water.
你有一个伤口还跑到盐水里面去。
When you have opening wound.
哦哟，那痛得不得了。
It hurts a lot.
但是呢每一次痛了以后呢那盐就把它消毒呢这个伤口就会慢慢好了。
But interestingly, every time that the stimulation comes because the salt was healing the infection,
真理是叫我们得以自由。
Therefore, truth has come to set us free.
但真理来的时候先叫你痛苦。
But when truth comes, first of all, many times it will cause pain.
每一次主的光照照到我们那个罪恶的时候我们心里就痛苦。
Every time when the light of the Lord shines in our heart, we feel pain.
当我看见我自己是这样的败坏堕落
When I see my own condition so corrupted.
但是弟兄姊妹每一次这个是痛苦呢是带来你医治的前奏。
But every time the pain is the preceding step of the healing.
盐是有那个医治化脓可以消毒的功用。
Salt can cause infection to be healed.
所以在圣经里有讲到在旧约里面讲到以利沙的故事。
In the book of Elijah, no, in the Old Testament, there's a story about Elijah.
他到了一个城叫做耶利哥。
He came to the city called Jericho.
然后呢那里的人就对他说先知你看这个城啊这个真是地势美好。
And people made a comment to him and said, look, this beautiful city.
只是这里那个水啊是非常的恶劣。
The only problem is that the quality of water is rotten.
就叫这里的所有的土产都不熟而落。
So nothing can grow until maturity.
所以耶利沙说好你们给我一个新瓶里面装盐。
So he said, now give me this new bottle and put salt into this bottle.
带我到城外的水源。
And take me to the source of the water for the city.
他把这个盐倒在那个水源上。
So he poured the salt onto the source of the water.
他说耶和华如此说。
He said, the Lord says this.
我医治好了这水。
I had healed this water.
从此以后这个水不再叫人死。
So from this point on, the water will not cause trouble for men.
土产也不再会不熟而落。
And all the crops will yield to maturity.
弟兄姊妹在你的环境中朋友中间亲戚家人中间有没有很多人看来真的是像这个耶利哥城一样这么地势美好。
And do you see your beloved ones, they are just as wonderful as the city of Jericho.
啊他是又聪明他又能干。
This person may be very smart and capable.
啊他工作又好他又得到老板的信任。
And he has a successful career.
他样样都好就有一点不好。
Everything seems to be right in his life but one.
这城多美好啊就是水势不好。
And you look at this situation is such a wonderful place but the quality of the water is awful.
这个水不好就叫他一切都不好了。
Because the water is awful then everything else becomes awful.
什么的果子都结不出来为熟而落。
Nothing can be harvested at maturity.
而且这个苦的水叫人死啊。
And the bitter water caused death to people.
人的心中愁苦人的心中充满了重担不能解决很多的问题
and fill people's heart with burdens and sorrows
耶稣基督就是那个盐
and Jesus Christ is the salt
主耶稣就是要使用你
and Jesus wants to use you
到那个水源把盐加下去
as the salt added to the source of the bitter water
它基本问题在哪里呢
so what is the root of the problem
水源的问题在哪里呢
what is the problem of the salt
就是需要耶稣啊
the source of the water needs Jesus
什么问题就是需要耶稣
whatever the problem is the answer is Jesus
耶稣是一切问题的答案
Jesus is the answer to all the questions
弟兄姊妹不必要去解决他的问题。
Don't try to solve problems in many ways.
要叫他得着耶稣。
But bring Jesus into their life.
拿他盐倒在他的水源之处。
Pour the salt of Jesus onto the source of the problem.
主说他治好了这水。
So the Lord says, I have healed the water.
所以弟兄姊妹今天主就要使用我们去治好这些水啊。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, God wants to use us to heal these bitter problems.
你就是那个主可以使用的器皿。
You are the vessel with which God can use.
你就是那个新的瓶子。
You are the new jar that God can use.
那是里面有盐的。
Because there's salt in that jar.
要倒在那个水源上。
All we need to do is pour the salt onto the problem.
水就被治好。
And that water will be healed.
弟兄姊妹我相信主在你的生活里面给你很多的机会。
And I believe God has given you many opportunities in your life.
主要使用你去治好这些水。
God wants to use us to heal the land.
盐也能够防腐。
And also salt can preserve.
当我们没有冰箱的时候，很多的鱼啊、肉啊，就是用菜啊，就是用盐把它腌着，可以防腐。
Before the refrigerator was invented, many times we use salt to preserve the freshness of food.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个世界充满了败坏腐败。
Look around, the whole world is corrupted.
充满了罪。
It's filled with sin.
人的灵魂身体今天都在往腐败中去。
And the human body condition is deteriorating every day.
罪、刚硬、悖逆，这些不信不服，这些都是罪的根源。
And it all came out of the sin, the rebellion we see, disobedience we see, a sin, the corrupt behaviors we see. They all came from sin.
今天你看这个社会，无论哪方面都充满了腐败。
Everywhere you look, it's corrupted.
教育方面。
From the point of education.
政府的各个的很多的部门方面。
Or the government agency.
你看看这个什么这个艺术界方面。
And even in the industry of art.
你看报章杂志电影电视。
Media, in everywhere, newspapers, TVs.
你看看这些是什么科学啦什么你看看都是充满腐败。
Even in the scientific field, it's filled with corruption.
最近前不正才有一件事情在南韩是不是
?Not too long ago in South Korea.
这一个大学里面的教授他叫研这个研究这个干细胞。
And there was this professor in the university trying to study cells.
这个干细胞是今天是最最重要的这个研究。
And that's the stem cell is the most important study.
但是最后我们发现这干细胞所出来的结果是怎么样的
?So what was the result of his study?
是假的是不是
?Was fake.
当初他们南韩政府给他多少的钱就盼望他是要做成功这件事。
And the government gave him so much grant so that he can finish the study.
当他把报告拿出来的时候哇他成为所有韩国人的这个荣耀。
When he published the result of his study, he was like the fame, the honor, the glory of the country.
但是最后的结果是什么呢
?But what was the end result?
他不止自己身败名裂
Not only he fell completely
他成为国家的羞耻
He became the shame of the country
也叫人对科学不再相信
And then people lose their faith in science study
其实在科学界这种谎言不止一次
Yeah, actually things like that reoccurred many times in the field of study
太多的科学报告都是假的
Many scientific results were not true
只是我们很多时候有时候接触的不多。
But because we don't come into contact often enough.
像这个南韩的事我们最近发现大家人人都知道。
And like these things just occurred in South Korea, just happened recently.
其实在科学界的报道里面假的太多了。
Actually, there are so many false reports in the scientific field.
实际上姊妹你要知道我们活在这个社会里面是充满了腐坏而且一直往腐败里面去。
We have to know we live in a corrupted world and it's going downward each day.
主今天把你放在一个位置上。
So the Lord placed you in a certain place.
无论你在什么岗位上。
It doesn't matter what your post may be.
我们都有一个责任。
We all have this responsibility.
我们要防止这个腐败。
We have to preserve and prevent corruption from happening.
我们不是只是坐在那里。
We don't just sit there and do nothing.
哎呀，感慨说这个世界是这么败坏。
And just signing or complaining all the time about the corruption.
盐是有一个用处。
Salt has its effectiveness.
要阻止这个败坏。
It's to prevent this kind of things from happening.
那要影响这个情况，让它减少败坏。
We should have influence over these kind of things.
所以弟兄姊妹
reduce it from occurring.
你要站起来。
So stand up.
主若要叫你说什么，你该说。
Say the things the Lord asks you to say.
不是消极地躲在旁边看。
Do not just be pessimistic. Wait and saw what happened.
主若要你说你就该说。若要你做你就该做。
Do or say things the Lord wants you to do.
当然若主没有叫你说没有叫你做你就不要做。
Of course if the Lord didn't ask you to do certain things, don't do it.
但是那个态度必须是积极的正面的。
But you have to have this aggressive attitude.
你无论在什么岗位上是基督徒是要有影响这个社会的
No matter where we are We have the responsibility that we Christians should have impact on the society
有一个姊妹是一个单亲妈妈
There was this Christian sister who also is a single mom
她在一个餐馆里面 做 waitress
She's a waitress in a restaurant、
mm-hmm. 她的生活是非常的艰难不容易
And her life wasn't easy at all
她的工钱也不是很多。
And she doesn't earn much either.
啊，报税的时候到了。
When the tax filing season comes.
啊，每个人都要向 IRS 报税。
We all have to file tax return with the IRS.
啊，因为他们做 waitress 呢，就有常常有收到小费。
And waitress has tips as income.
所以呢，他们都说呢，小费不要报给 IRS.
And many people say, oh, don't bother report tips to IRS.
所以他们所有的这些同事们呢，都不报小费。
So all the co-workers did not report their income.
但是呢她觉得不行
But she felt that she has to
因为他们呢做这些工作的给的小费是相当多的
Because it's a lump sum figure
不报她就觉得这个债主面前过不去
She felt if I don't report it I feel uneasy inside
所以她就去跟她的老板说我是要报的
So she let her boss know that I'm going to file this return
啊这个老板很生气啊
So the boss and the boss got really mad
他说你这样的一报了就是说我们都是说谎的啦
She said if you report your tip income then you're accusing the rest of us being liars
事实上你就是说谎
well, Even though that was true、
mm-hmm. 然后你不给你报你若报的话你就害了我们然后我会把你 fire 掉
So he threatened her that don't do that otherwise you will be fired
虽然这个姊妹是这么样生活不容易她需要的工作
Even though she needed a job so much
但是她不觉得说你这样的威胁我我就要妥协
But she would not compromise because
她祷告主她觉得主会给她有好的安排
She prayed and she felt the Lord would take care of her
所以她跟她老板讲说不行我是一定要报
So she refused to comply
所以她老板就把她 fire 掉
So she was fired
弟兄姊妹主永远是负我们责任的
The brother and sister the Lord is always in charge
若是你做这些事不是你自己的勇敢
If you don't do these things out of your own courage,
是你自己的能干
out of your own capability,
你是祷告，主是要你这样做的。
But after you pray, you feel the Lord led you that way.
你的主人要负你一切的责任。
Then your Lord will be responsible for the outcome.
所以主还祝福我姊妹的责任，让她有另外的工作。
So the Lord took good care of her and gave her another job.
所以弟兄姊妹主把你摆在无论这个世界上什么岗位上你是有用处的
Therefore be reminded that you have a function wherever God placed you
你不该退缩
Do not withdraw from your responsibility
你要应该为主站起来
But instead you should stand up straight for the Lord
眼看来是很少一点点
So maybe small in amount
但它有很大的影响力
But it has great impact
在圣经里面我们看见以斯帖一个人向主忠心和顺服救了所有犹大的这些民族
And you see Queen Ezekiel alone saved the entire race of Jews
当主发怒的时候要灭绝所有以色列人摩西一个人祷告就挽回所有以色列人命运
And when God was mad at entire Israelites the one man's prayer Moses saved the entire race
当一条船要沉下去保罗一个人在主面前 向主祷告交在主手中主救了一船
When this huge ship was about to wreck, one person's prayer, Paul's prayer, saved over 270 people's life.
不要说我自己很微小，我不能做什么，他们都不听，我没有办法。
So don't regard that I'm so insignificant, no one's going to listen to me.
不在乎只有你一个人。
It doesn't matter if you're alone.
在乎我们到底愿不愿意顺服主为他而活。
It matters whether we're willing to obey the Lord and live for him.
你背后有神做你的后盾。
Remember, God is behind you.
他的影响力就会从你身上出去。
Then he can influence others through you.
要人看见。
So that people can see
耶稣基督的荣耀
the glory of Jesus Christ.
弟兄姊妹每一个人都是天国的大使
Therefore, we are all ambassadors for the heavenly kingdom.
我们是盐的大使
We are the ambassador of salt.
在这个世上我们是世上的盐
We are the salt of the world.
不能叫它没有味道
We have to be having flavor.
怎么会没有味道呢
How can we become tasteless?
他们在以色列地他们这个盐呢是就一袋一袋的盐呢就放在家里面
And in the country of Israel how they do what they did is to bag salt
那个盐呢就他们那个房子呢下面就是那种泥土地啊
And their houses were built upon soil
所以呢那个盐一袋的那个最底下那个盐呢靠这个地啊就慢慢潮解
And the bottom, the bags were placed at the bottom pile. The bottom of the pile will gradually absorb humidity and then will dilute.
所以当这个盐呢，再拿出来的时候就没有味道了。
So when you try to use that salt from that bag, it doesn't have much saltiness.
这时候这包盐有什么用处呢？没有用处了。
So by that time, this bag of salt is pretty much useless.
只能够把它丢在外面。
You can only throw it out on the dirt road.
弟兄姊妹，今天你若不要为主而站起来。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, if we do not want to stand up for the Lord,
你必定是在仇敌的底下给仇敌踩下去。
Then we have no other option. We must be trampled by the enemies.
你必定是被世界踩在脚底下。
We must be trampled by the world then.
我们只有两条路，我们没有别的路。
We only have two options.
所以弟兄姊妹，主说盐失了味就再没有用处了。
So the Lord says, once the salt loses saltiness, it's useless.
一个刀子看来很好看，但是它不能切，你说你还要它吗？
A knife may look nice, but if it's dull, it cannot cut anything. Do you still want to use it?
这个灯看起来很外面很漂亮，但不会亮，你还要它吗？
A lamp may be beautiful from outside, but does not have any power to it. Then do you want to use it?
你只有怎么办，把它丢掉嘛，是不是？
Only thing you can do is throw it away.
外面好看没有用的。
To have beautiful appearance is useless.
到底有没有影响力？
And whether it can affect others or not is more important.
也许弟兄姊妹，今天也许我们的光景真是软弱。
Yes, maybe many times we feel we're weak.
也许很多时候我们已经觉得我们是没有力量起来这样让主得荣耀。
We feel that we're just too weak to be used by the Lord to give him any glory.
哎呀，这是何等叫人失望，我要丢在外面给人家践踏了。
Oh, how disappointed is I think I'm just deemed to be thrown out on the dirt road, but trampled.
但弟兄姊妹，你知道神的儿女永远是有盼望的。
But you know, for children of God, there is always hope.
盐真的无谓了就丢掉了。
Yes, in the case of salt, once it loses saltiness, you have to throw it away.
但神的儿女永远不会被主丢掉的。
But that's not the case of the children of God.
归向主耶稣。
You can always return to the Lord.
你来到主面前，把你的光景告诉他。
Come back to the Lord. Let him know your true condition.
你说我今天已经是这样软弱，这主没有什么盐味了。
You may say, you know, I'm in such a terrible condition. I have lost my saltiness.
但是主，你在我的里面，你是真正的盐呢。
But Lord, you are that true salt, and you abide in me.
求你施恩给我。
Please be gracious upon me.
啊，求你加恩典给我。
Give me your grace.
而让我的心来归向你
so that my heart can be turned toward you.
让我听见你的声音
I can hear your voice again.
给我力量让我来顺服你
Give me strength so I can obey you.
弟兄姊妹，你的祷告主都要听
Brother and sister, God will listen to your prayer.
不要定自己的罪
Do not condemn yourself.
不必努力的起来
Don't try to make an effort to get up on your own.
归向主。
But turn your heart toward Jesus.
让你里面这个主耶稣真的盐，他会经过你出来。
So the true salt, Jesus Christ, can come out through you.
只要你把自己交给他。
Just trust yourself in His hand.
你不能的地方，祷告主。
You feel that you are not capable of doing, pray to Him.
主会给你改变。
He will give you the ability.
你怕吗？
Are you afraid?
告诉主啊
Tell the Lord
你说我怕啊不敢跟他讲啊
You say Lord I'm so scared I don't know how to tell that guy
求你叫我把这个惧怕拿走
Help me to remove that fear from within
给我安排合适的机会告诉他
Give me a perfect timing that I can just talk to him about you
弟兄姊妹主会带领你的
Trust me the Lord will lead you
Because
the Lord who dwells inside of us wants to save all.
没有一个神的儿女要被丢掉被践踏的。
There's no single child of God will be thrown away.
我们不能被世界践踏，我们不能给仇敌践踏。
And we are not supposed to be trampled by the enemy or the world.
因为我们是有一个死而复活的生命。
For inside of us, we have a resurrected life.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要起来为主而活着。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, we need to arise to live for the Lord.
我们是世上的盐，让盐。产生出它的功效和它的影响力来。
We are the salt of the world, and we should have impact on people around us.
叫你今生活的喜乐
，so that we may live this life with joy.
将来要得荣耀
，and receive reward in eternity.
好，我们再唱刚才的诗歌。
I sing the song again, 276.